From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios on the road, I'm Farm Director Terry Loomis. Let's take a look at what's going on inside agriculture. And, of course, we are broadcasting from Farm Fest. And we are at Redwood Falls, Minnesota. A lot of activities going on during Farm Fest. And during the broadcast today, we'll talk about what's going on today at Farm Fest as well as tomorrow. While agriculture is keeping the pressure on to preserve gains in North American Free Trade Agreement talks starting this month and to win a new gain in tax reform efforts expected to start in September. Now, as groups and lawmakers repeated their mantra in hearings last week to do no harm to agriculture and NAFTA modernization talks with Canada and Mexico, with whom ag trade value has quadrupled since 1994. Longtime Ag Senator Chuck Grassley previewed a speech he'll give on NAFTA talks this Saturday.
The administration begins renegotiations in about 2 weeks. They must not forget the pledge to do no harm. You know, like the doctors are taught, first do no harm.
Grassley said trade is key to producers' bottom line.
As evidence, look no further than Japan's recent announcement that it will be increasing beef tariffs on fresh killed beef from 38.5% to 50% for the remainder of its fiscal year.
Which was actually a tariff increase on frozen beef that could have been avoided if the U.S. had stayed in TPP or if it negotiates a new deal with Japan. Now, meantime, Grassley suggests some bargaining in Congress this fall that could make tax reform, also key for agriculture, easier than health care reform.
There's some Republicans that have expressed to me that there's three or four Democrats that are willing on finance that are willing to look at some bipartisanship. Now, will they get pressure from Schumer not to do that? I don't know. That's pressure really worked on health care reform.
Well, Grassley argues Democratic leader Chuck Schumer might have a tougher time blocking tax reform since the issue is less personal for voters than health care reform. And since some Democrats already want a change in that tax code. Also in agriculture news, of course, we're going to talk about it later on in the broadcast, but House Agriculture Committee Chairman Mike Conaway says work on the 2018 Farm Bill is going to start within the next 8 weeks. Speaking during a Farm Bill listening session in his home state of Texas, Conaway told attendees that he wants to get the next Farm Bill on the House floor this year. That according to the Hagstrom Report. Now, after 3 hours of listening to farm leaders, Conaway added he wants the bill on the House floor this year because he disliked the turmoil of extensions. The 2014 Farm Bill expires September 30th of 2018. Well, Conaway also noted that Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts of Kansas said last week he also would like to write the Farm Bill in 2017. Well, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we're actually going to talk about dicamba out in the fields. That's coming your way next.